President Trump ready for campaign 2020.
He'll kick it off here in Orlando tonight.
A new mass crackdown on illegals.
It's going to strike terror into undocumented immigrants in the United States right now.
U.S. forces to keep an eye on Iran.
1,000 new troops in the region.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump kicks off his reelection campaign in the heart of must-win country later today, Florida. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy will be there. He begins our team coverage.
Donald Trump has never stopped campaigning. In fact, according to CBS newsman Mark Noller, tonight's rally will be the 59th since the president took office. And he's holding this one in Orlando, at the heart of a state he'll need to keep in his column to win re-election. An internal poll taken by the Trump campaign in March showed the president behind Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden in Florida by 7 points.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Hundreds of people have been camped out at the Amway Arena to make sure they get a seat for tonight's Trump re-election campaign kickoff rally.
I can't wait. I'm going to cry.
We love him and we love each other and we accept each other and we come from all walks of life.
He's not just our president. He's family to me.
The Amway holds about 20,000 people. A ticket does not guarantee admission. There's a day-long 45 fest going on downtown. Thousands of protesters are expected to, including undocumented workers fired by Trump properties.
The president issued a Twitter challenge this morning for $7 million worth of new donations by midnight. He says $5 or more will make you an official campaign founder. The president is promising what he calls a mass crackdown on millions of illegal aliens, including families with children, beginning next week. Mark Jones is a fellow at the Baker Institute for Political Science in Houston.
ICE doesn't have the boots on the ground that would allow them to capture millions of people. But I think it's more symbolically, ICE does have the resources to go out and over the next 2 or 3 weeks, perhaps apprehend 50,000 individuals, 20,000 individuals.
With tensions on the rise between the U.S. and Iran, 1,000 additional American troops are headed to the Middle East. National Security correspondent David Martin from the Pentagon.
Defense officials say the troops will provide greater defense against possible missile attacks and additional surveillance of the Iranian military. The U.S. has accused Iran of being behind attacks, not just against international shipping, but also against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hong Kong's leader is apologizing for a controversial extradition bill. CBS's Remy Innocencio is there.
In a sign of some capitulation, Hong Kong's top leader finally came out in person to apologize for the chaos and the violence that's rocked the city in the past week. Carrie Lam did offer her, quote, most sincere apology and said she's sad about the recent mass protests and violence. But really, it only brought up more questions about her ability to carry on.
Lam suspended the bill indefinitely but did not withdraw it. They're the bane of modern-day existence.
This is Susan with credit card relief.
At one hospital, robocalls have become a matter of life or death. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Bad enough that Americans had to field a record 4.7 billion robocalls last month alone. Increasingly, the scammers are tying up the lines of hospitals and cancer centers, potentially threatening lives. In one morning this past April, Tufts Medical Center in Boston registered more than 4,500 calls. The Washington Post says the scammers are able to evade call-blocking software, and medical administrators complain that government regulators and phone companies have been slow to help. Deborah?
It was supposed to be a celebration. Gunshots rang out at a victory parade in Toronto for the NBA champion Raptors.
A bunch of people were getting trampled over and over again. People were running over top of each other.
Four people were injured. Police say three were taken into custody. Two guns recovered. The parade continued after a short delay. Officials say they won't release the identities of the suspects until they're charged. Investigators in Dallas are sorting out details of yesterday's shooting that left a 22-year-old Army veteran dead. Correspondent Jerika Duncan from outside the Earl Cabell Federal Building.
It took just seconds for federal agents to confront the gunman who opened fire outside a busy federal courthouse.
But for the actions of the Federal Protective Service officers, this likely would have been a very deadly incident.
Officers shot and killed the shooter, identified as Brian Isaac Clyde. Tom Fox, a photographer with the Dallas Morning News, was hiding just steps away from the shooter outside the building.
No, he didn't go past. He didn't go past me.
Just pray that he didn't walk past me. And if he saw me sitting there with a camera, I have no doubt he would have shot me.
Clyde served as an infantryman for 18 months before graduating from college in May.
Harvard has rescinded admission to a Parkland school shooting survivor. Kyle Kashoff says the university cited racist statements he posted to social media months before the massacre. Kashoff, an outspoken gun rights supporter, says the posts are not indicative of who he is today. What to do with the suitcase you don't want to pay for when you fly? CBS's Wendy Gillette with the next part in our Travel Smart Summer Series.
Jetting off to paradise is getting pricier for your luggage. In the past year, JetBlue, American, and United raised their fees for checking a bag by $5 to $30. Chris Gibbons recently took a trip to Las Vegas. He compares luggage fees to car shopping.
I go in and buy a car, and it says it's this ticket price, and then all of a sudden I look at the contract, and there's all these hidden fees.
Carrying on a bag to save money is also becoming less of an option. Fewer flights translates to more crowded planes. Plus, airlines are moving towards models with less overhead space. CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg.
If you're not boarding that plane in the first group, you may be out of luck for an overhead bin.
Which means more delays at the gate as airlines process that extra luggage. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
Bitcoin, make room for Libra. Facebook is unveiling a plan to create its own digital currency. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The thought is that with Facebook entering the crypto market, it will now be legitimized, that it will now have a platform where millions of people will be able to access it.
Facebook partnering with PayPal, Uber, Spotify, Visa, and MasterCard. Police in the Dominican Republic say they're closing in on the mastermind behind the shooting of Red Sox legend David Ortiz. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Dominican authorities say the suspect, Alberto Miguel Rodriguez Mota, is a known fugitive. He was the one authorities say allegedly paid nearly $8,000 to have Ortiz killed. Now, yesterday, a judge held a closed hearing for another suspect, Gabriel Alexander Perez Vizcaino. Perez Vizcaino, whose nickname is Bone, turned himself into authorities on Friday. He allegedly met with the gunman at a gas station before the shooting to show him a photo of the target.
With temperatures rising, droughts and flooding more frequent, scientists are fast-tracking speed breeding for crops. The New York Times says plant geneticists are using tightly controlled light and temperature conditions to send growth into overdrive. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.